Between 1465 and 1474, Andrea Mantegna decorated Ludovico II Gonzaga's bedroom in Castel San Giorgio, part of the Ducal Palace in Mantua. It is an almost cubic space of 8 meters each side, where he managed to create an innovative visual illusion on two of the walls and the vault through the masterly use of perspective. He included architectural structures and fake niches with busts of emperors. The viewer has the impression of being in the open space of a loggia. In the center of the ceiling, there's an oculus, just like the Pantheon. It's painted with an audacious perspective from below. We can see winged cherubs, some women, a peacock, and a vase set against a blue sky. They seem to look down with laughing faces into the interior of the room. Lowered curtains are painted on the east and south walls, while the other two walls show scenes from life in the Gonzaga court. Different interpretations have been given regarding these paintings, but it's very likely that they have a celebratory purpose. On the north wall, we see the Mantua court. The Marquis Ludovico is sitting on the left near his wife, Barbara of Brandenburg, as he received news of the election of his son to the rank of cardinal, which occurred in 1461. All the faces and furniture are completely lifelike, and everyone is clearly recognizable. The Marquis, with a letter in his hands, is speaking with his secretary, while the Marquis Barbara is looking at them severely. Every single detail has been given great importance. The dog, the dwarf, and the rich oriental carpets help to show a typical Renaissance court. On the far left of the triparty west wall, Mantegna depicted the meeting of the Marquis with his son, Cardinal Francesco Gonzaga, who's placed at the center of the scene, surrounded by relatives and other noble figures. The frozen movements of the figures have the power to capture the moment forever. In addition to showing a real event, this painting also includes reference to classical civilization, which can be seen in the idealized depiction of Rome in the background, with its wealth of ruins and monuments. Artists before Mantegna had tried to involve the observer emotionally in their works, but here the viewer is also observed directly by the painted subjects, and therefore becomes an active participant in the painting, making the scene come alive.